Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Good afternoon, welcome to kentbusinessradio.co.uk. On this Tuesday, the 17th of June, you are listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jewel Serkin.
Hello, Mr. Andrews.
Hello, you. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. It's a heaving studio today, isn't
heaving
it?
Heaving. It is heaving.
Yes. I'm a bit worried, though, about my roots.
Yeah, Mariano just started a Mexican wave, so...
Well, it's well on radio.
It does, indeed, yeah. You're worried about your roots?
I'm worried, you know, because he's very critical, isn't he?
Oh, I see those kind of roots.
He's top hairstylist,
right,
you know.
Okay.
And, you know, because he cuts so well, this is our lovely hairdresser listener.
He is indeed, yeah.
Top stylist.
Absolutely.
Has worked wonders for Paul Andrews.
Absolutely.
I mean...
A nice polish.
Yeah?
Every couple of weeks, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Little buff.
A little buff up.
Yeah, and lovely sideburns, may I say.
Thank you.
So they're perched, Mariano, Flo & Co, perched at the Horse Bridge in Whitstable. If you want a haircut,
we'll be talking to them in a bit. Won't
we will. Do you want to introduce them?
No,
the show.
No, not yet.
What have you been up to?
You always try to do that. You always try to make me introduce the guests before I'm ready.
Well, the thing with you is,
I like to build up the anticipation. You don't understand this. It's about building up the anticipation.
Well,
it's all those millions of listeners out there are going, "Who's on? Who's on? Who's on?" And we're not going to tell them. We're not going to tell them until it's nearly time, and then they burst with gratitude. When they find out who it is, but you try and give it away.
Trouble is, Paul Andrews, I had Squerries on the Superior Show.
Did you?
Scoff and Quaff. And we were...
Henry.
Yes, the lovely Henry. And he did bring me three bottles of English Sparkling Brut.
I noticed you'd drunk three bottles.
Well, for elevenses.
Yeah, yeah, obviously.
You know, round it off, you have to. And we had three winners to the Squerries celebration.
Which is really good.
Yes.
And you drank a bottle for each of them.
Yeah.
In celebration.
Well, I felt curmudgeonly not to.
Absolutely, it was 11 o'clock.
Who's our sponsor?
Today's sponsor is lawyerfair.co.uk.
The one with the duck.
Indeed it is, yeah.
The duck on air.
The duck on air. People.
I prefer it on orange.
Do you?
Or cherry sauce, of course.
Yeah, obviously.
You got it, didn't you?
Yeah, yes I did. I did get it and I just ignored you.
I'm never sure with you, really.
I find it best to
whether you're laughing or it's wind. I'm not quite sure.
It's normally wind and... I find it best to annoy you.
Teething.
I am, actually.
I know, I looked at your gums. They do look a bit sore.
Yeah, I know. Been bashing together
too. You could have trench foot or trench mouth.
I could have. Yeah.
Maybe.
Anyway, enough of that
have
nonsense.
Have you done any speaking this week?
It's only Tuesday.
Well, last week then, end of last week.
Yes, I did a few things last
week. Since I've seen you.
I did a few things last week. But anyway, enough of that. We'd like to hear from you, the listeners of Kent. And you can get in touch with us a number of ways. You can call us on 01303 874998. That's 01303 874998. Or you can email us at bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. But by far and away, the easiest, best and cleverest way to get hold of us is to tweet me at VanillaWeb. We have already had over 40 tweets in and we will read some of those. And we've got loads of emails to cover. So we will cover all of those, but we'd love to hear from you, the businesses of Kent. But for the moment, I think we will start with an email, Jules.
Why not? Kent and Victor Chamber inviting us to a workshop, which is discovering why marketing is crucial to the success of your business. And this is on Friday the 20th of June, which is this Friday, 9 a.m. to 12, and you can come and learn top tips about increasing your market presence in customers, understand why your brand positioning and marketing messages are so critical to the success, and learn the 9 building blocks of successful marketing.
I mean
who'd have thought. Now it's £75, that's the standard price, and they will also teach you or help you to develop a marketing action plan that you can implement right now, and also how to develop effective marketing messages and how to get the right messages to the right prospects. So you need to go onto the Kent and Victor Chamber website. But we've actually got details of this on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. So have a butcher's there. And also they have another one, which is starting to hire employees and recruiting new staff. This is a brilliant idea for anyone that recruits staff or takes on employees. And this is at the Medway Innovation Centre in Chatham. Also from the Kent and Victor Chamber. 9 to 12, and it's again on Friday the 20th. And this workshop is aimed to help new and potential employers take their first steps into recruiting and employing new staff. It takes you through the decision-making process of whether to hire staff and what issues you may need to consider before taking your first step. So that's brilliant, brilliant one. Because you've got to have all the contracts in place, haven't you, Paul?
You have indeed.
Very interesting.
You have indeed. We've had a couple of tweets in, and I'm going to read from the top. Justin Dean has just asked us if we would wish the lovely Chris Pollard, Chris Connect IT on the Twitter, a happy birthday for tomorrow. And he's up his mountain in Turkey at the moment, and I'm sure he's listening in. Hello, Chris. Happy birthday for tomorrow, mate.
It'll be 3 o'clock now, so yep. They'll be hunkering down probably for a little nap.
Their afternoon nap?
Yeah, because they've had their lunch prompt at one, it was, and right. He sent me a picture of sea bass and all sorts of gorgeous stuff.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday for tomorrow, Chris.
Happy
and,
birthday.
And that's from us on the Business Bunker and from Justin Dean at Video Motion Company and everybody that knows you. I've also had this email in. It's in 2013, firefighter Dave Franks of Kent Fire and Rescue Service, who's based at the Herne Bay Fire Station, began to dream of building a track car with some friends to enjoy some racing fun at local Kent track events. Dave was not new to the idea of building a car and restoring it, having already rebuilt his own personal 1985 Mark III Mini. From his knowledge and love for this classic vehicle, he got a small group of friends together to invest in the purchase of a 1978 Mini Mark III Saloon. This 35-year-old car was showing its age, but Dave's group had a vision and were confident that they could build a worthy track car from the shell. In February 2013, Dave spoke to his friends and expressed his interest in using the Mini to support fundraising activities for the firefighters' charity. Having already made some inquiries, Dave highlighted some potential sponsorship ideas to not only restore the car, but to fully convert it to a race specification Mini. From this meeting, the firefighters race team was born, and its attendance with the support from Brands Hatch Racing Circuit, its first public appearance as a basic unprepared shell, the journey had begun. The firefighters race team Mini will be used in various fundraising activities, including car shows, hill climbs, sprints, track days, as well as being entered into the Classic Sports Car Club, Special Saloons and Swinging 60s Race Championship, but that's all subject to funding. Alongside this, with the support of Kent Fire and Rescue Service, the Racing Mini will also offer support to engaging with local communities to raise road safety awareness, highlighting the many safety features built into the vehicle. So, what they are asking for any business or indeed any individual out there that would like to help by raising small amounts of money to sponsor their car to raise money for the firefighters charity. You can find out all about it by going to their website, which is firefightersraceteam.com. That's firefightersraceteam.com, or their Facebook page, which is facebook.com/firefightersraceteam, or you can follow them on the Twitter at firefightersrt. All of those links will be on the Kent Business Radio website. We're also going to put a blog up with a lot more details about this on the Kent Business Radio website, so that you can find out all about Dave Franks and his guys from the Herne Bay Fire Station and their Firefighters Race Team Mini. So do support them, please. It's a fantastic cause. They're doing loads of good things on lots of dimensions with this, so do support them. And if you want to find out any more about it, all the details are on the Kent Business Radio website.
I do like a fireman.
I thought you might.
Yeah. In uniform, though.
Of course. And we'll see if we can get you one for your wardrobe.
Well, it's my wardrobe.
Is there room in there at the moment?
No, Billy Dean's in there.
Well, I know Billy was in there, and then you captured another Mac specialist, I think you got in there, and I've now you want a fireman, so you're going to have to get a bigger wardrobe, Jules.
Well, I had the lovely Christian Jackson who popped onto my screen. It's quite strange, isn't it? Mm-hmm. He just popped on, and I said to him, I'm just finishing off an email. He said, fine, as long as you know I'm watching you.
Talking of Billy Dean, did you see the picture he posted on Twitter yesterday?
No, I missed
of
that.
Him as a YMCA construction worker, I think, is what he'd done there.
Really? Oh, I'll have a look. No, because so you must have popped out of the wardrobe to do that.
I guess he did. Yeah. Or unless he found the kit in your wardrobe. I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well,
You normally have a complete selection of dressing up clothes in there, do you?
Yeah. Well, you like to keep your guests entertained.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you?
We've had a tweet from the management.
Right.
Yeah, ARD underscore UK on the Twitter. That's Andy and the team. ARD are artist management company based in Maidstone, and they say, morning, Paul. Can we have a shout-out on the Business Bunker, please? Well, you've just had a shout-out,
morning.
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they sent it an hour or so ago. So, well done, guys. We've also had a tweet from Melody Savage, the interior designer over there in West Kent. And she says, she said, hiya, and I said, how are you? And she said, fabulous, darling.
Interior design. Mm. Mm, that's what we need.
Absolutely. So, a couple of tweets there. What else have we got?
There's a booking deadline for women in business, and it's tomorrow, mañana.
Right.
If you're planning to come to our June evening meal, the details are, I'll read out in a minute, they need your payment and menu choices by tomorrow. That's the 18th of June. It'll be a fun night, and they've got evening meal and secrets of an erotica author. Ooh la la. It's at Broom Park Golf and Country Club, and it's on the 25th of June at 7:15 until 9 o'clock. And it's an informal networking meal at Broom Park.
I bet it is.
They'll all be in their bustiers, won't they?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And the after dinner... it's a speaker after dinner. I was wondering what was going to happen after dinner.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Cage, as she regales us, do you say regales?
Regales.
Us with stories and anecdotes from her career as a writer of erotica.
Blimey.
So, must be before the 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, blimey. that could be something, couldn't it?
So you need to book that. It's Women in Business, East Kent. I might
go
along.
That's a whole new connotation to women in business, really, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
There you go. Well, fascinating stuff.
You want to be a fly on the wall there, don't you?
I can something tell. Like that, yeah.
But then you've only just recovered from the young ladies that had their cleavage out at the Silverstone.
Brands Hatch.
The motor racing. Oh, yes. Brands Hatch.
You mean my fan club?
Yeah.
From Swimming Rhino?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll ignore that.
We won't say anything about rhinos and being...
No.
Having...
Anyway, we've got a tweet from Stephen Jenner of the Gingham Dramatic Society, and I've got an email to read out about a competition they're running later. We've had a tweet from the lovely Brant McNaughton at EK Media, and we've also had Lawyer Fair, who are today's sponsors, and they say, hiya, we're delighted to be sponsoring today's Business Bunker show with Vanilla Web, Richard from Terra Blur, Amanda from Seeds from Africa, and Mariano from Flow & Co. So thank you to that for that, Lawyer Fair. You can follow them on the Twitter at Lawyer Fair, all one word, Lawyer, F-A-I-R, Lawyer Fair, on the Twitter.
And we've heard from Nicholas Martin, lovely...
You're reading from the top of the list.
My top.
You're reading from the top of the list.
And he says, hello, the lovely Jules Serkin and him. He's an independent financial advisor based in Whitstable, and he is on LinkedIn as well. You'll find him there. But it's on the Twitter. He's at Nick Martin underscore. I've said it right. It's a lovely picture of him with a Whitstable sunset, and I think he's got his wedding suit on.
As opposed to his birthday suit, obviously.
Yeah, it makes a change.
Yeah.
Hello, Nick, anyway.
We've had a tweet from Don Baker, who said, hi, Vanilla, can you mention today the Executive Golf Day, networking workshop and golf at Hever Golf Course on the 25th of July? And he's given me a shortened link to tell me all about it, which, of course, I can't read.
I hate that one. Yeah, yeah.
So what I suggest you do, if you're interested in finding out about the Executive Golf Day, the networking workshop and golf at Hever Castle Golf Club on the 25th of July, I suggest you follow Don on the Twitter. And his Twitter handle is at ASP4Life. At ASP4Life. What I'll do later is I'll find the link to whatever that is, and I'll put it up on the Kent Business Radio website.
But
for the moment, you can follow Don and find out more about the 25th of July's events. I think you can read us an email then, Jules.
Okay. Gillingham Dramatic Society.
Oh, you got it.
They've promised you two fantastic competitions, they've said, and here is the first in association with one of their supporters, Tiff's Hair Design in Chatham. So, you know, not thrown together. We've got Mariano, Flo & Co.
It's brilliant when it all comes together, isn't
Tiff's
it?
Tiff's Hair
it's
Design
such
in
a
Chatham.
Plan.
Yes. We're all worried about our roots now. Mm. They've kindly donated a voucher to the value of £90, and you can exchange the voucher for a head colour, cut and style by the fabulous Josie. and the competition will run until the 29th of June, and the winner will be announced on the 30th on their pages. So you have to, the terms and conditions, T&Cs, you need to like both pages, so that's facebook.com Gillingham Dramatic Society, and also facebook.com /pages/tiffs-hair-design. And you must also share the competition on your timeline and send the answers to gdscompetitions@gmail.com. And the all-important question is, how many times is the word hairspray spoken or sung during the show? Quite a toughie, that.
That's quite a toughie. You'd have to add them all up, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Or guess.
But that means you've got to see the show first, doesn't it?
Well,
or
yeah.
Or could you get someone to video it and put it
You
out?
Could do. Or yeah, I'm sure you could Google it. I'm sure you can. I'm not going to... No, I want to win. I'm not going to tell anybody how to do it.
Exactly. No. Yeah. I don't think £90 would go... I mean, I don't think you'd need that on your hair. You've only got a little short stubs, haven't you? £90, that would be about a year for you.
What's she trying to tell us?
You haven't got much hair, darling.
Really?
Yeah, well, you couldn't have a cut and
I hadn't noticed. Really?
Cut and colour.
Ah, I didn't know.
Maybe you could have a wig made for £90. Possibly.
Thank you.
It's all right.
Do you know what?
Tunage?
I'm going to play some tunage.
You're worried now for what I might say.
No, because I'm just annoyed.
Is this Katrina?
I'm going to play a bit of Katrina in the Waves.
Walking on?
Walking on Sunshine.
Love it.
What do you reckon?
Makes me feel happy, does it you?
It makes me feel happy
no
too.
No need to squeak though.
And now I know I haven't got any hair, it makes me feel happier too.
Good song.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker. Jobsinkent.com.
Welcome back. That was Katrina and the Waves with a bit of Walking on Sunshine just to cheer you up for the afternoon. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our first guest onto the Business Bunker show today. It's a pleasure to welcome Mr. Richard Gould of Terra Blue. Hello, Richard. Welcome to the Business Bunker
Hello,
show.
Paul.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you had a nice trip out here. He motorcycled the way over here.
A beautiful morning.
It
really
was
nice.
A good day for a motorcycle trip to the seaside, I think.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Why don't we kick off by you telling us a little bit about Richard Gould and Terra Blue and what you do.
Yeah, so I'm managing director of Terra Blue Home Care, and we're based in Tunbridge Wells, and we provide support services to enable older people to remain living safe, independent lives in their own home.
Right.
I came to this relatively late. I was 10 years in the army, and then I was in financial services, and then about 12 years ago set up Terra Blue. And we've grown since then. I've got a great team of people that work with me, Julia and Emma, Anna and Sheila. Some of them have been with me for 8 years plus. We deliver a range of services, really, to help people remain safely in their own home.
Okay, so on what basis is that done? And what I mean by that is, you know, you provide support services to people. Give us a feel for how that works.
So in England, it's means tested. So there's you get into those services through your GP or social services,
right.
Some such thing. You know, my older relative needs some help, and then you come into that sort of world of personal care support, and we do a whole range of things for people from just checking up on them once a week that they're okay and they're safe, to going in every day to help someone get up in the morning, check they've had their medication, helping someone with showering, bathing, preparing meals, putting them to bed, etc. So that's kind of the core of what we do.
Right.
And then over the years, because we focus just on private clients, and that's something we can talk about, sort of big changes that are happening in the market, we also take people on trips out, we'll help them do their shopping, we also have set up some concierge services that run alongside all around the admin of the home. So it's a range of, it's a flexible resource, really,
right.
That, you know, if we're in a dialogue with the person, their family, we can sort of step it up if they need, you know, more support as and when, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Often we really get called in once there's been a trigger event, such
right,
as someone's
okay.
had a fall,
yep.
Or someone feels that their mother or father's not managing as well, then they'll give us a call. But,
yeah.
You know, we're pretty flexible, really.
Absolutely. Now, you're absolutely right. And funnily enough, I've got a friend whose elderly mother has Alzheimer's, and my friend finds it incredibly difficult to live their life, go to work, look after their own family, take care of their mother, even though they want to. But, you know, it's difficult to do that all the time and to be there.
I think there's a real, you know, there's a couple of real challenges. Mm. You know, one is that we're all getting older, we're living longer. Quality of life is key.
Mm.
So how do we have that quality of life later on in life and still lead independent lives? So that's, you know, one big challenge.
Absolutely.
And I think the second thing is that families, you know, we're more spread around geographically, so we're not able to step in and help. Or if we are, we're also looking after children that are, you know, in their 20s or whatever that need support,
or 30s or 40s.
Yeah, we're pulled every which way.
Yeah,
and I think it's a real challenge for our society, really.
Absolutely.
And holding down full-time jobs is, you know, when you're doing that and then dealing with an elderly parent that needs you, is sometimes impossible, very difficult.
We say, you know, having that discussion early is great. And you know, if we can, you know, a company like us, but if we can maybe come in, you know, once a week just to reassure someone, then actually as the need develops, we can then step up the support, because often there's a resistance to someone coming in, you know, crikey, I'm going to lose my independence, I don't know how much it's going to cost, you know, this is the start of the slippery slope, you know, all these issues can be defused sensitively.
Absolutely. We were talking before we went on air, I read a statistic a couple of days ago that said that of the people born after 1980, fully one-third of them are expected to live past their 100th birthday. And that's a huge demographic time bomb that we've got going, you know, in the nicest possible sense. But we're going to have a very old population for a very long time. And somehow, as a society, we've got to finance that and support that. So I happen to know, because it's one of the things I happen to know, that in the Western world, certainly in the US and Europe, that healthcare and care for the elderly is one of the most rapidly growing business areas that there are. Not surprisingly, because it's such a huge and growing demand.
I think there are two real challenges. One is finding enough staff that are prepared to do that work. And unfortunately, it's been pretty tough to recruit into social care in the last sort of 10 years. I remember 2005, 2006, almost impossible to find people in West Kent to come and work in social care. That's eased slightly. But, you know, actually it's very rewarding work. And, and you know, it's flexible, part-time, it can be fitted around other commitments. And we're always looking for good staff. That's a key. And as you say, the financing of it, the funding of it, even though the Dilmut Commission report has come out and the government in its white paper is seeking to cap care fees at this 72,000, you know, the devil's in the detail. And I think it is clear that we're all going to, unfortunately, have to pay more ourselves for care. And you want good value. You know, we want reliable services that are good value.
Absolutely. For the moment, Terra Blue, you support people based on GPs' needs and some taxpayer funding, but you're also making reference to the fact that you also provide private services.
Yeah, we don't do any more local authority work, actually, two years ago, because that shrinking pot of money has been cut and cut. So we took a strategic decision 2 years ago to actually just focus on delivering excellent services for private clients in West Kent. So we traumatic change, strategic shift. We went down from something like 100 support workers to around about 30, and we've refocused the business, and actually we're a lot happier with the product we're delivering. And so we're flexibly supporting families with a whole range of different needs: stroke survivors, Alzheimer's, you know, palliative end of life care, through to just taking someone shopping. So yeah, we just focus on private clients.
I mean, because you hear stories about certainly on the NHS or care in the community, where patients are and elderly people are left at home waiting for someone to come and get them out of bed, not really knowing when these people, they're supposed to come at 8 o'clock in the morning, and often they don't turn up 2-3 hours later. So are you saying that by working in the private, as you are, you can avoid that sort of thing and have the regular timings that these elderly people would require?
Yes, but there's a number of things attached to that. The first is that timed calls. So we brought in timed calls about 8 years ago, and we have electronic monitoring, so we know what time the care worker's getting there. We were one of the first in Kent to do it, and still many care companies don't do timed calls. I think the second thing is that around, you know, being very clear with a client about what time they can expect a call, and then managing that rota delivery to that time actually takes a lot of skill. And, and Julia, Anna and Sheila, you know, my staff have been doing it for some years, but it's not easy. And especially when most of your care is delivered at the shoulders of the day in the rush hour. So people are going to run late, or a client, you know, may be actually slow one morning or whatever. So we have to accommodate all that. But no, it's a real tricky one, getting the time of those calls right. And we spend a lot of time, and I don't think we're perfect, but hopefully, you know, the feedback we get is generally people are happy with the time of their calls.
Yeah, and of course, it would strike me that one of the problems with public delivery of these kind of services is they tend to be a one-size-fits-all type of approach, whereas what you're offering is a tailored, menu-driven approach that says, look, we'll provide whatever it is you need, which the public sector can't do. It has, you know, it's this or nothing kind of thing. And to me, you know, the range of need is as wide as how many people there are, almost. So that's an interesting kind of way forward with what you're doing.
But I'd say on a positive note, you know, there are great services out there, and you know, the feedback we get every week on our staff and the letters we have, you know, are super, and it's a rewarding area to work in, and there are great services out there. But trust your gut, you know, speak to the team, speak to the management, you know, whoever, whatever service you're going to, whether it's a nursing home, you know, trust your gut, because you know, often you know whether something actually is a good service or not.
Absolutely, yeah, and it is an area that's going to massively affect all of us over the coming years. All of us have got to start looking at this, not just for ourselves, you know, but for our aging parents and then eventually for ourselves, you know. And as my sons are forever telling me, is don't be horrible to me because we're picking your care home, which seems to be their standard operation these days. But it's true. It is true. And we're living longer and longer and longer. And we need, you know, as we reach the final stages of our life, we're all going to need more help in doing that and trying to maintain our independence. That's a lot of it, isn't it?
Exactly.
Is that a lot of people feel more comfortable living in their own home and trying to look after themselves for as long as they can and to maintain their dignity as they see it, rather than, you know, being looked after in a home somewhere.
But I think dignity is the important word there, because certainly when my dad was in KNC in Canterbury, I had to fight for everything for him to get him. He had a stroke, to get him. They were giving him a bedpan, and I was saying, well, could he have the commode? And if I was there, they'd do the commode. But when I wasn't there, they'd just give him the bedpan and things like getting him a wash, you know, rather than just the blanket bath, things like that. And I did talk to the matron, and she said that actually the blanket bath should be the same amount of time as taking them to the shower in the wheelchair and doing it that way. And the shower made him feel so much more human and better. And so dignity for me was key.
It is key. And we often are, you know, fighting on the side of our clients and their families to get access to services. So, you know, in West Kent, we're used to negotiating, you know, getting GPs out to do home visits, checking medication, talking to the hospital about discharge dates, making sure the right equipment is there. You know, that's what we do. And it's exhausting. It's exhausting for families. We are part of that support team for families.
Cool.
And sometimes it's just the basics, like the hearing aids. You know, if somebody's had a stroke, they can't put their hearing aid in and they can't take it out, Paul Andrews. So, you know, I was sort of screaming because the batteries kept running out because they were just leaving the thing running all night and all day. And I was just saying, can you not just, you know, and I actually put a notice on the thing saying, please remove Dad's hearing aid. Please put it on in the morning. Basic stuff if you're dealing with elderly, I would have thought.
Exactly. A lot of care is not complicated. It's about attention to detail. Yeah, and it's about compassion, and it's about common sense.
Absolutely. And as you quite rightly said, Richard, it's about tailoring that quality of service for the person's needs rather than just delivering a blanket kind of service. Absolutely. How do you see things going from here? Have you got a vision for how things are going to unfold in this marketplace, bearing in mind some of the things we were just saying about the ageing population and how we afford to pay for these kind of things? I mean, it really is worrying when you look at the landscape in terms of pensions and provision for elderly care. It's how we're going to fund all this.
I think, you know, in the short term, there's a lot more turbulence. So KCC, the relet, so the provision of public-funded care in Kent is going through a very, very tough time.
Yeah, sure.
And that will continue to have a sort of fallout in the market. I think on the positives, the use of technology, smart homes, being able to do things remotely will bring down the cost of making sure that people are safe. And I think having local care companies that actually are responsive to local needs is a good thing. And in West Kent, certainly, you know, we're there and doing our bit to help with that. So I think it's broadly positive, but it's tough, and public funding is not going to increase anytime soon.
No, absolutely. And quite rightly, as you say, with a company like yours, which is innovative, a lot of the time that when there's an opportunity to do something, businesses will respond to that and will, using new technology and all kinds of other things, probably some things that are undreamt of so far, will come and try and put together services that will help people with that. Richard, it's a fascinating topic. Thank you for joining us on the Business Monkey Show. Give us a shout out for how people can find out more about you and your organisation.
Yeah, so our website is www.terrablu.co.uk, and we do have a Twitter account, which is at Terra, @TERRA_BLU, and for services in West Kent, do look us up. Thanks.
Fabulous. Richard, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Do stay with us for the rest of the show. It's a fascinating insight into the world of home care, and something that we all need to think more and more about.
Especially you.
Especially me, because I'm not getting any younger.
You're
and
not.
I'm looking at some of the tweets coming in here, which are being, quite frankly, abusive, is all I can say. And I've been... I've been charged with all kinds of things. We will get round to some of the things that I'm being blamed for at the moment. But I do want to read out a couple of more normal tweets. The lovely Amy at AM Marketing has said, have a great show, guys. Listening in, all at the AM Marketing team are here. Fabulous program. So thank you for that, Amy and the team at AM Marketing. And you can follow them on the Twitter at their unusual Twitter handle of Hopsticks. Hopsticks, Hopsticks. Big Plan Group have tweeted in, as has Alex Waterton of F Keys over there in Canterbury, the Microsoft trainers, and the business community breakfast team. We've also had a tweet from Amanda Taylor of Accounts Amanda, and she says, Vanilla Web, could you give a shout out for Accounts Amanda? We can't listen in live all day today. We will catch you up on the listen again, and thanks for having me on the show the other week.
Yeah, last week,
it was
actually
last week, yeah.
I know you're in a time warp, but it was only last Tuesday.
It was indeed.
Kent, Be Fast Friends are saying, check out M. Delaney Soccer.
Yep.
With Messi, M-E-S-S-I. What's that?
Messi. Lionel Messi. Mike Delaney is a soccer choreographer, and he is coming on the show in the middle of August. Mike is the guy that organises all those television adverts where you see lots of keepy uppy skills and things like that with Lionel Messi and Ronaldo. That's Mike on the right. And Mike and I played football together last
week.
Very
handsome.
He's a very nice lad, and he's coming on the show in a couple of weeks. And Mike and I played football for the Breakfast Friends team at the Seven Oaks charity event last
Apparently you were
Wednesday.
Really good.
Apparently I was.
Yeah, I heard.
At
I
my
heard
age.
And stop
you,
watch.
You want to see my Astro burns?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Stopwatch Hospitality said, we heard a rumour at BF Blue Water that it was Vanilla Webb who took to Brands Hatch on Saturday during a race. Any truth, Jules Serkin? So I would say yes, yeah?
Well,
tell me about that.
For the listener that isn't aware of this, there was a VW race at Brands Hatch last week, and during the course of the race, a complete random punter drove their car onto the track and drove round, which
really?
Is the most stupid thing to do ever, and no, it wasn't me, and if it had been, I would have won.
You normally do it with your wheelbarrow, don't you?
I normally do it with my wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
No, it was some idiot in a Volkswagen Golf or Polo decided to drive onto the track in the middle of a race, which is probably the stupidest thing in the world to do.
Pretty dangerous.
Mm. But yes. It wasn't me.
Well, that makes a change. Mm.
We've had a tweet from Stuart Carpenter as well, who says, enjoying listening to Jules Serkin interrupting Vanilla Web on the Business Bunker Show. Thank you, Stuart. Yeah.
He's our resident LinkedIn advisor, of
course.
He
is indeed,
he's giving me a one-to-one on Thursday, you know.
I bet he
is. Can't wait, yeah. Yes,
another wardrobe candidate, then.
Also, have you heard from Frontier Funds?
I did see a tweet from Frontier Funds,
and
I've lost
money.
It.
I've lost it now as well.
I'll
read a thing while you look for it. I'll read an email. Calling all ladies in business. Here we are, another ladies in business. This is Women in Business in the Weald, and they say have a great opportunity to promote their companies and services at the annual Weald and Business Group Ladies Day, which is being held this year on Wednesday, July the 2nd. And Sue Kimber, who's organising the Ladies' Day, says more and more women are working for themselves, and we are doing providing a showcase for them to talk about what they do and learn about other businesses across the region. And this is going to be held at the Little Silver County Hotel in Tenterden, which is your neighbour, I believe, Paul Andrews.
Yep.
And it's completely free of charge, and it includes breakfast, so I'll just go. And that's at 7 a.m. breakfast is 7:15, and networking is afterwards. So you need to go into Sue Kimber at info@pastelshadesbridalwear.com, and there is a phone number, so grab your pen. But they're saying trades and professions already represented can be checked by logging on to the group's website and clicking on members. So the phone number is 01233 758 787, and that's info@pastelshadesbridalwear.com, Wednesday the 2nd of July.
Cool. Frontier Funds has just submitted 91,739 words to Wiley Finance top 10 one to watch launch in autumn. And you can register to receive the book at frontierfunds.co.uk, and I've already registered.
.org, darling.
It says .co.uk.
I know, because I think he's doing it from Bloomberg, and he shouldn't be tweeting or something. So it's Naughty Boy. .org. So
frontierfunds.org, that should be.
But that's the top 10 ones to watch if you're investing in frontier markets.
Yeah, that's top 10 countries.
Yeah, and even I don't know which comes out number one. Even though I went through all the hardship. You've guessed.
No,
you've
made a wild guess. Gav told me. No. He wouldn't tell you, he told me.
He wouldn't tell me because he knows I'd gabble about it.
You blab,
it.
Yeah. And I'm not going to blab, but I know. And he didn't tell you, he told me.
Anyway, to register, you can go on to www.frontierfunds.org.
Cool.
Go on then.
Nicholas Martin, Nick Martin _ on the Twitter said, managed to listen live to the Business Bunker for the first time today. So, welcome, Nicholas. Thanks for joining us.
Well done. And he says it is his wedding suit he's in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Very smart you look. But then you should do on your wedding, I suppose.
Breakfast friends. Afternoon to the football legend that is Vanilla Web.
Talking about your prowess.
Yeah, he says, us fat dads are still walking slowly from last week. Yeah. You're walking, blimey. I dream of walking again.
But you do like football. You enjoy it, don't you?
Sorry?
You do enjoy football.
Yeah, but I mean, I did retire 30 years ago.
Yeah, but I've seen you play and I've had to drag you off the pitch for dinner because you've been so enthusiastic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like one of those things, isn't it? You're reliving your youth. As my eldest said to me the last time he watched me play football, he said, Dad, you know how to play football, you just can't.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah,
oh.
But it's true. It's true. I'm far too old to play football now.
Your body still sort of remembers.
Well, without being funny, it is one of the problems. When you've done something and you know how to do it, but your body won't allow you to anymore, it's dangerous because you approach it as if you could still do it, and then you suddenly realise when various things go twang that you actually can't anymore.
It's a bit like when I dance.
It's exactly like when you dance.
Because you've seen me dance, and I still think that I'm, you know,
20.
I can still do all the twirls and all the Michael Jackson moves.
Except that what we get is the National Geological Survey ring us up and tell us there's a registration on the Richter scale.
Yeah. Well, there was a funny.
We've got a 4 on the Richter scale. Is Jules at the Neptune? Again, you go, yeah, sorry, it's just dancing.
The bass player said to me, I love the way you bump and grind with your husband. And he said, it's so cool. And I said, no, it's because I'm so drunk, he knows he has to hang on to me, otherwise I just fall flat when I spin. But, it's the way it goes.
We've also had a tweet from Jigsaw Cloud. That's Ooh. Jigsaw and Cloud with a K. Listening to today's Business Bunker show and there thoroughly you. Enjoying it. So thank you guys for that. I think you can do another email now, Jules.
Okay, dear Paul, with no mention of me, Kent Creative Live offers monthly group coaching evenings for creative professionals who are serious about taking their practice to the next level. It's a top-end experience with members working together around a table. And business coaching can help overcome some of the challenges that you might have with overwork, marketing, life balance, or lack of focus. Now, this coaching session, the next one will be Wednesday the 25th of June, so that's not manana, but the one after, 5:30 p.m. And it's at the Phoenix at 98 Abbey Street in Faversham. And it's the postcode is M for Mother, E137, B for Bertie, H for Harry. And you'll be able to get drinks and food in the evening. Website is www.kentcreativelive.org, what we do coaching.
Cool. We've had a tweet from F Keys that says there's free Microsoft Office 365 2013 productivity sessions happening at Discovery Park in Sandwich on the 1st of July. For more information, if you go to f-keys.co.uk/blog, that's f-keys.co.uk/blog, you can find out how to get free Microsoft Office training on the 1st of July at Discovery Park in Sandwich. And I highly recommend that. I know Alex Waterton, I've done one-to-one sessions with him on my Microsoft Office products, and he really, really, really does know his stuff, and he really does improve your productivity, and he knows so many things about all the Microsoft Office products. I suggest you get along and take advantage of that.
It changed your life. You've found it very useful.
It changed my life. It did indeed. I actually even responded to some of the emails I got 3 years ago.
Well, all those 10,000 that are stuck in your...
Exactly. Yeah, I actually started replying to my emails.
Well, he knows his stuff, doesn't he?
He does indeed. The team at Visit Kent congratulates Chief Executive Sandra Matthews-Marsh, who has been named as an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours 2014 for her services to tourism in Kent.
Wow.
When her MBE was announced, Sandra said, "I am very, very proud and honoured to receive this award, which was totally unexpected. I've spent 17 years working in tourism in Kent, first at the South East England Tourist Board, then at Leeds Castle, and for the past 10 years I've had the privilege of leading the most amazing destination management organisation team in the country, which is Visit Kent. Tourism is a tremendous industry full of passionate, creative, can-do people who manage to retain their sense of humour and positivity, however big the challenges they face. I've been privileged to be surrounded by amazing people for 28 years working in this wonderful industry, and this honour celebrates their tireless work, which has created the successful and innovative partnerships and support networks that deliver tourism services to for our visitors and our businesses. The love of a wonderful family has been a backbone for all of my achievements, and this is an honour for them too." So all of us on the Business Bunker Show pass on our heartfelt congratulations to Sandra Matthews-Marsh.
Well done.
For her very well-deserved MBE.
Do you think she'll get a corgi?
Oh, yeah, I think you get a free corgi with every medal, don't you? I think you do.
That went straight over Mariana's head. You do know about the Queen and her dogs, Mariana. No, he's from Madrid. He wouldn't know about corgis. Why would we expect him to?
The way you said that made it sound like he was from Barcelona.
I was going to say.
Yeah. And he's not, obviously.
No, but he wouldn't know about corgis, and why would we expect him to?
Okay.
There's a free talk this evening, and it's Overcoming the Myth of the Starving Artist with Krista, I don't know how to say this, Cloutier, I think. And it's this evening at 5:30 until about 8, and it's at the Phoenix Tavern in Abbey Street, Faversham, ME13 7BH. And they're asking, what is an artist? Is it a drunk who cuts off an ear and takes a vow of poverty?
Obviously.
Or a creative entrepreneur who serves as a visionary leader? And Krista Cloutier, the working artist, will examine the roles of artists in our society today and the important lessons that artists are teaching those in the traditional business world. And they will also be looking at ways that artists themselves can bring relevancy to their work in this new world economy. So to check this out, go to www.workingartist.com, and that's in Faversham this evening at 5:30.
Fabulous.
At the Phoenix Tavern.
Cool. I'm going to play another track now.
Are you?
And I'm going to indulge myself a little bit
again.
Here. I was going to play this track because it's relevant to our next guest, and then I thought, you know, I'll embarrass my youngest, Stu, with this. It was the first ever track I ever played on the first ever Business Bunker Show 5 years ago. And this is a version done by Stu, my youngest son, and some of his schoolmates. And it's an a cappella version that's without instruments. And they did it. This is a live recording of a competition they entered.
It's lovely.
Have a listen to this. It's Toto by Africa, sung by Stu and the lads from Galpin's House.
Lovely. Can't wait.
Wild dogs cry out in the night. Stay Success longing from some solitary company. I know that I must do what's right. Sure as Kilimanjaro rises like an Olympus throughout the Serengeti. I seem to hear what's deep inside. Right of this thing that I prefer.
Business Bunker.
Need temporary employment? Call Temp Network on 01892 531 777.
Let's work it to the bone, bone, bone. Come on, work.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. That was Stu Andrews and the boys from King's School Canterbury with their version of Africa by
Toto.
I love
that.
Yeah, it is good, isn't it?
Really powerful.
Mm. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show our next two guests. First up, we have Mr. Mariano Ruiz, hairstylist to the stars. Well, Jules,
and
at
you.
Least.
And Kent.
And Kent, yeah.
Well, thank you very much for having me here, a little bit of Whitstable here in Channel Radio. Mm. Who are we? Well, we're here in Kent. Well, we opened the salon nearly a year ago.
Were you working in London before that, Mariana?
Yes, I've been living and working in London for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm. Working with the stars,
yeah.
Working really in salon, working at the Opera House, etc., West End. And then we just bought a house in Whitstable. We just bought a house in Whitstable thinking like it would be fantastic to offer fantastic, glamorous hair services. And so far, let's touch wood, we prove ourselves that that's what we're doing. So far, we are a team of three stylists, three assistants, and one apprentice, and we are now recruiting our fourth stylist and a second apprentice. So whoever is out there and wants to apply for the job, they can email me at mariano@flowandco.co.uk. My name is spelled like Mariano.
And if you work, go and work for Mariano, you can get to work on my hair.
Absolutely, yes.
Hang on, is that supposed to be an incentive?
oh, right, I get it. Right, yeah. But interestingly, we got a lot to talk to you about, Mariano, in terms of what you do. But one of the fascinating things as a business show is to look at what you do as a business, because although you yourself are a top stylist and you're very creative, you have actually started a new local business here too. How long have you been open exactly?
We opened our doors last year, 23rd of July, so it's nearly going to be a year.
So you've not even been open a year now, and you're expanding like mad.
Yes.
Which is fabulous, fabulous, fabulous news. And of course, one of the main reasons that you're expanding is just word of mouth and the quality of what you do.
Absolutely, yes. One of our key elements is to offer fantastic customer service. Mm. We really listen to our clients. We really listen
what people really want, and that's what we offer. And certainly, we decided just to be in Whitstable because that need so far with our clientele is as growing that we are fully booked for the next couple of weeks.
Right.
So, ladies out there, you wanna come and see us? Start picking up the phones.
So, less than a year since you opened, you've had to establish a business. Not only have you done that, not only have you got a reputation going, you're actually hiring more and more people as well. So it must be quite tough managing all of that, and you must work long hours and you know, really put some time in to do it all.
Yes, I do. Luckily, my partner is the other half of this business. He's the brain of the business. I put my hands on my creative talent. Mm-hmm. And we are a good, strong combo. But obviously, just to reach the level of this business we are now is working day and night, really. Mm-hmm. It doesn't happen overnight. We work training the girls, work for us. We train anyone who works at the salon. But it's a very exciting journey. I never had that business before. And right. What I really like the most, and I'm discovering this on the go, is how to make the business even better.
Right.
So every day I wake up, I think, oh, what can I improve? How can I make things better?
Sure.
And that's what keeps me up every day. I had a manager in my previous job say, from 1 till 10, how much you love your job? And I said to her, 7. And she said to me, I wouldn't wake up every morning not thinking that I love my job 10.
Right.
And luckily now I love my job 10 plus.
Right, okay. Cool. We won't mention Spain, where you're from.
Obviously, I've got an accent. I've been living in England for the last 10 years. People think I'm Italian, but actually I'm not. I'm from Madrid, as Jules was saying. And my first contact with Kent, it was 10 years ago when I graduated from my degree in performing arts at the University of Kent. And luckily, I am back now. I'm enjoying this fantastic landscape.
Right. Whitstable's a lovely place to live. And so you had some association with East Kent anyway, because you went to university in Canterbury, which is great. But I want to come back to what you were saying about your business, because you're absolutely right. Most of us, when we start a business, don't really know what we're doing. And part of the excitement of doing that is learning as you go along. And as long as you prepare to learn and innovate and grow and listen to your customers, that's really what makes it a 10, really, or 10 plus.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are your plans? Where do you think you're going to go with Flow & Co?
Well, at the moment, the plan is to carry on offering the fantastic customer service, just carry on building. There's a lot of scope for this business to move forward. But obviously create an empire.
Right. Empire. Global domination.
But you know, Paul, when the minute you go into Mariana Sana, everything is taken care of.
Yeah, absolutely.
You feel like it's a complete treat.
Well, I hang out there even when I'm not having an appointment.
Well, I do. I pop in for a glass of wine after Wheelers.
Exactly,
you know?
Yeah. I go in there and get a head massage and all kinds of things, and then I leave again. Well, the one thing I'm disappointed with in Flow & Co is they so far have not managed to make my hair grow.
Well, we've got some more tricks for you.
Yeah. I did notice the look of disgust on Mariano's face when you mentioned I ought to get a wig, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, no, I don't see it. Maybe an afro.
An afro wig, yeah.
They're all probably back. But it's, you know, it's about the attention to detail, isn't it? That's what I think. And and the fact that he's open when his clients want him. So he realises that a lot of people can't get there Monday to, you know, 9 to 5. And he opens late. And often on a Saturday and Sunday I've seen him. On a Sunday I've seen you in
yes,
there.
Yes, we do. We open 7 days a week. We feel like there's people who cannot make it to doing normal opening hours, so that is like we are very flexible, and that's what we offer. Coming back to how successful the business is, I would like to speak about what we do to support. We feel like we've been very lucky since we opened our doors so much that we wanted to start a new project, and this project is called the Flow & Co Forest.
Right.
This Flow & Co Forest, yes, it gives a way to Seeds for Africa, a charity that we are working now together, and we are donating £1 of every call of service, The idea why we wanted to do this is just as a thank you. Okay, I think where we live in now, when we have all of this going on and it's very well and very happy here, I've always been brought up that thinking that there is people who are not as lucky as we sure. are, and this is a good and easy way for us to donate £1 towards this charity that Amanda later on will explain a little bit more in depth.
Okay, well, let's talk to Amanda now. If you swing the microphone over, that would be great. So we've also got joining us today Amanda Gerard, who is from Seeds from Africa, which is the charity that Mariano just made reference to. Amanda, welcome to the Business Bunker Show.
Thank you very much, Paul. It's lovely to be here.
It's lovely to see you. Why don't you build on that lovely introduction from Mariano and tell us about Seeds for Africa, what it is you do, and the kind of projects that you're involved in.
Okay, well, I began with Seeds for Africa about eight years ago. Prior to that, I was in primary school teaching for 25 years.
Right.
So I had a really good background with children, obviously. And what we do at the charity is really to enable and empower people. I was really interested when I was listening earlier to Richard. I really picked up on three things that he said. He talked about challenge, and he talked about dignity, and he talked about focus. And really, those really resonated with me, because our charity is all about facing an enormous challenge in Africa. Mm. We're tiny. We're a tiny charity. There are three of us who work part-time, based at the University of Kent. But we want to give people back their dignity in Africa. So it's about enabling them to help themselves. It's not an aid charity in terms of just handing out money.
Right.
We don't receive any government funding, so we're not helped in that way. We're very lucky to have loyal support from a large number of trusts and foundations in the UK. We also receive good support from primary schools all over the UK as part of our harvest celebrations. And we have donors. We're supported by Kellogg's as well, and we're supported by Charlton House. And I'm really now trying to develop much more of a local focus with businesses since the success with Mariano, Shane and Flo & Co.
Right.
So the idea is that we can't solve Africa's problems. They're huge. Mm. So we work in a very focused way, which is what Richard was talking about as well. And our funding goes direct to our projects. It doesn't go through African governments or third parties there. It goes directly to the people who need it. Mm. They have to be very accountable for the money that we send them. And we monitor and evaluate everything that goes on. We've got a really innovative project going on that was launched 4 years ago. We started to trial it, and it's called Feeding the Future.
Right.
Feeding Our Future. And it's about getting kids into schools, because education's not a priority in most African areas. Mm. Gets the children into schools, we provide breakfast. That's not a sustainable, thing to do. So at the same time, we plant up food gardens with them.
Right.
And the children have ownership of those gardens, so that after 3 years, that school is then sustainable. They can feed those children on a daily basis a breakfast and a midday meal.
Out of the produce that they've grown in their own gardens?
Out of the produce that they grow in their own gardens. Now, a lot of what we provide is vegetable seed, tools, water tanks, but also trees are a really important part of that. A lot of them will be fruit trees,
right.
Obviously towards the feeding program, but they also need trees for shade, to shade seedlings and the environment, and to regenerate forests that have been cut down
sure. For
firewood. So this is where the idea came with Mariano, that they wanted their own forest, they wanted ownership of that, and that's quite a key thing when we're working with businesses. Mm. We want them to feel that they've got a real ownership of that.
Yeah. They can point at it and go, that is my forest.
They can say, we planted these number of trees in this place to help these specific people. Mm. And cool. I can do that with them because we're tiny.
Well, let's put Mariana on the spot. How many trees you got in your forest, Mariana?
1,410.
1,410.
Yay! I did two of those I've done.
Two of those belong to Jules.
But a long, long journey. We still we want to raise money for 3,000 trees. So please feel free to donate. I post it on Facebook and Twitter. I got a competition, whoever retweet and donate a pound, please. It will go in a service with me, cat and collar, whatever you like. I will be your slave.
Fabulous.
I'll tell you something of interest. I actually went to a lady that colours my hair in Margate, who does my organic colour that I love, and she actually told me to go back to Mariano. Now, this is a hairdresser who charges a lot of money. She's a good hairdresser, very established. She said he does such a fantastic cut. She said, keep using him, you know. Which, for a hairdresser to say that, is pretty unusual.
It's flattering.
Just shows it. And you're involved with the Red magazine as well, aren't you? Isn't that your friend, the editor?
Well, yes, the editor of Red magazine is my friend. He just invited me to... Yes, to be around there, as well to be, you know, with the type of clients that we like, ladies who like to look after themselves and who really think that it's very, very important, the appearance. But just going a little bit back into Seeds for Africa, I was chatting to Amanda earlier on. One of the things I really love about this project is not just the fact that we are creating a forest, it's the fact that we are educating people. Mm. I love education. I used to teach hairdressing before. Mm. And it's the fact that education, you plant the seed now and 10 years later, that is even better. Yep. And that's what it makes me really, really happy. It's a very emotional journey that we are having with all this project. In Kenya, these people, they are going to be taught how to plant a tree, how to generate a little bit of income, and how to have in the future a better lifestyle. Mm. And that's really what really moves us toward this idea of carry on working together.
Absolutely. I mean, without being funny, it's what I classify as a teaching to fish charity.
Absolutely.
For those of you that don't know the saying, there's a saying that says you give a person some fish and they feed them for a day, teach them to fish and you feed them for life.
That's exactly what our projects are about, Paul. There's a, you know, a huge emphasis on education. We work with African people out there. It's not about us going and telling African people how to do things. We have our own African coordinators who are highly trained, highly skilled. They go into the schools, they go into the communities, they do the training and the teaching.
Absolutely.
And those children, we get them at ground zero level, so to speak.
Yeah.
And they're the ones, they go back to their families, they take seeds and trees and they grow them at home with them as well.
Yeah.
And they're teaching their own families.
Absolutely. I totally concur with that. I was telling the guys off air earlier, we have a link with Channel Radio Uganda, would you believe? Yeah. We'll tell you about that some other time. But talking to a lot of people in Africa, certainly in Uganda and Ghana, where we have a presence with the radio station, a lot of Africans will tell us they don't want aid, they want help. Mm. They want support to
Absolutely.
Do the things for themselves. And that's really important, which is why education is so important, and which is why what you're doing is so important, because it enables them to do things for themselves and to grow their own gardens and plant their own trees and harvest their own crops and provide their own breakfast, which is, you know, part of what Richard was saying earlier as well about old people in this country. It's about dignity. It's about allowing people to do things for themselves and just giving them some help to do it. Absolutely. So we want to get to 3,000 trees. We're going to post all over. We're going to post all over.
More than 3,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, this is just for Mariano's own personal little forest.
Yeah. Amanda, what kind of trees and crops do you find are thriving out there, you know, in the climate?
They actually grow, it depends which country we're working in, but they very much grow similar stuff to us. Onions, cabbages, and trees, they'll grow mangoes, pineapples, pawpaw, bananas. We try and focus on leafy vegetables as well, so that there's lots of vitamins and minerals. And that's also part of the education process in schools, that they learn about nutrition. So it's not just agriculture.
Right. I've had a tweet in, which is relevant here, from Justin Dean. He says, I worked in Angola in West Africa for 6 months for BP.
Okay.
Got a question for all of you there. Do you think that corporates do enough for the poorer people, especially in Africa? I guess that's a difficult question to ask because we don't actually know
It's very difficult. I think it's a general thing in that with recession, everything has shrinks in.
Yeah.
And everybody becomes inward looking.
Yeah.
And we should help people in this country.
Yeah.
And I totally agree. I support many charities myself, but I've been to Africa a number of times, and unless you've been there, you don't know what real poverty is.
Sure.
And you don't know what real hardship is.
It's a really interesting thing.
It's a challenge.
It's a really interesting thing, though, isn't it, about Africa as a continent? I happen to know a bit about Africa. And interestingly, without giving too much away, Gavin's book will focus on one or two African countries, too, as being a little bit of a tree. It's a continent of massive contrasts because there's abject poverty. But in actual fact, it's quite a wealthy continent too. And in fact, if you look, the economic growth in Africa outstrips almost every other part of the world at the moment. Mm. But there again, they're starting from a very low base. So when you're looking at percentage points, you know, it's easy to do that. But some of the interesting statistics about Africa as a continent, there's slightly under 1 billion people, a population, but there are 700 million mobile phones in operation. Mm-hmm. More people have access to a mobile phone than to clean drinking water or electricity, which is a frightening statistic. But 35% of GDP of African countries is actually transmitted via M-Pata, which is a mobile phone app. So, you know, there's these huge contrasts in things. They've got no water, but they've got some of the world's leading money transfer systems. Also, and I found this out yesterday, and this really shook me, by 2050, Nigeria will have a bigger population than the United States of America, which is unbelievable.
I think something people really struggle with is to understand the scale of the size of the countries in Africa.
Absolutely.
It's phenomenal.
They're huge places.
I had no idea myself till I went there the first time.
Mm.
And when you actually do it and you visit some places that are outside cities like Nairobi and you realise, well, it's actually a six-hour drive.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, you just think, flipping it, we could do it in an hour and a half here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can't there.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's no wonder that those sorts of statistics, you know...
Yeah, absolutely.
...come up.
Talking about statistics, we are just supporting at the moment 300 women with our little project, but this is just the beginning of 3,000, 3 million, etc., etc.
Yeah.
So that would be how we want to make it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love this man.
Yeah. Yeah. Now,
We all love him.
It's absolutely true. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah,
it's like the other old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And that's exactly how we need to go about this. It's no good doing these things top down. We've spent nearly 100 years trying to do things top down. It doesn't work. It's much better from the ground up and letting local people do what local people want to do. It's exactly the same as talking with Richard earlier about people in their own homes. It works far better if you do it on a localized basis, providing people what they want and what they feel comfortable with, rather than trying to force it from above on them. Which is why, to answer Justin's question about what corporates can do, corporates have a tendency to do things top down because that's the way they are and that's how they approach things. And that's great, but it's not, you know, the be-all and end-all. The bottom-up stuff, one step at a time, is the stuff that works. Look, we could talk about this for hours. Unfortunately, we're fast running out of time. Yeah, do go
I'd
on.
I'd just like to ask the businesses out there that are listening. People say, well, we've got no money. I'm actually not asking for money. We can set up a partnership with you whereby we can put a little premium contribution on a product.
Yep.
It means you don't actually have to give anything of your own, but it's encouraging your customers. I mean, we are on a campus with nearly 15,000 people.
Mm.
We have access to huge amounts of people.
Mm.
So it is a win-win situation for both.
And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they get hold of you to join in and be part of growing their own forest in Africa?
Well, you can contact me via our website, which is www.seedsforafrica. The four is F-O-R, seedsforafrica.org. Or you can come to my personal email, which is amanda@seedsforafrica.org. Or you can ring our number, which is 01227 823202.
Fabulous. We will put all those contact details
thank
on the Kent Business
much,
Radio
Paul.
Website.
Thank
we
you,
will
Paul.
Tweet them all out
thank
as
you,
well,
Jules.
And we will get lots of people to contact you and
please
find
do.
Out how to do more.
Just,
and if anyone, if anyone wants to talk to me about how everything is working with Amanda, honestly, it's such a joy, and it's good for your heart and good for other people. So please do ring me to the salon and have a chat with me, and I will help you out.
Fabulous. And you can find Mariano's contact details on his website, which is flowandco.co.uk. flowandco.co.uk. And again, there is a link already on the Kent Business Radio website to flowandco.uk. You can also pop over there and have your hair done.
Exactly.
While you talk about it.
It's a simple thing you do anyway.
In fact, that's what I recommend. Go over, get your hair done, and talk to Mariano about Seeds for Africa while you're having it done.
And every time you have it done, you pop a pound in the thing, and then Mariano doubles it.
And happy days.
Bob's your uncle. There's
absolutely
a baobab tree.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A big thank you to Mariano Ruiz of Flow & Co. and to Amanda Gerard of Seeds for Africa. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Punk Show.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to have you. We've got a few minutes left before the end of the show. We've got 71 tweets still to read and a dozen emails. We've had a tweet from Squares in Westerham that says, we now have 60 people booked for our business breakfast this Friday as part of the SquaresCelebration.com, but there is still time to book your place. So if you fancy going to Squares over in Westerham this Friday to help them celebrate and drink vast quantities of their fabulous sparkling wine, you can book your place by going to squarescelebration.com. Jules, you can do an email while I look up the rest of these tweets.
Medway Council have won an award, or they're awarding, sorry, funding to Step Ahead support for housing support for young people. This has recently been awarded funding by Medway Council to deliver housing support for young people aged 16 to 25 years who are in supported accommodation. And Step Ahead will support Medway's vision for housing support to improve the quality of life of vulnerable society excluded people living in the borough through the delivery of preventative housing support. So well done, that's the Step Ahead. And they've been commissioned to provide 33 units of supported accommodation to enable individuals to move on and maximise their independence and maintain a tenancy. So that they also, Step Ahead, will also provide 6 weeks of floating support when young people leave the service when a positive move has been achieved. So well done, Step Ahead. Good to hear that.
Cool. We've had a tweet which I'm not entirely sure I understand. We could be being told off here, or it could be the start of something interesting. Alexandra Campbell, who's right to promote, has just tweeted us all and just said apostrophes.
Yeah, she's just answering. Justin Dean just said something about corporates, and he put corporate apostrophe S. Right. So she's just.
Oh, she's being a pedant.
She's yeah.
Thank you for that, Alexandra.
But what we were talking about was corporates, can they do more to help poorer countries in Africa?
Okay, cool. I just want to give you an update on this month's economic headlines from the British Chambers of Commerce. Forecasting UK economic growth to reach a 7-year high in 2014 before slowing slightly in 2015. Consumer spending and services remain the main drivers of UK economic growth. And the first rise in the UK official interest rates is expected in quarter one 2015. And they're expecting interest to go to 0.75%. And once again, for the 99th consecutive quarter, unemployment has fallen, and we now have a record number of people unemployed. Not that I've ever mentioned that before.
And no, you haven't, but most weeks you do.
Yes.
BeFast Friends have just sent us in a vacancy. They have a vacancy for a social media and event apprentice, £150 a week, and training at college. So contact at BeFast Friends. And I just wanted to read out the contact for Flow & Co., which is, if you want to find out more about this, it's they're in Whitstable at the Horsebridge near there, www.flowandco.co.uk is the website. On the Twitter, it's Flow and Co Hair. And also the Facebook page that Mariano mentioned, so Flow and Co Hair, if you search for that, you will find it. And all details will be on Kent Business Radio show, if they're not already.
Cool. Breakfast Friends in Sevenoaks have sent a message that says a big hello to Richard at Terra Blue. And Richard gives you a big wave back and says, hello, Sam. we had a tweet from Alamo Restaurant. Now, I like Alamo.
Hello.
I like Alamo.
Well, you had a tour, didn't you?
I had a tour, and I knocked up a little tagine in the kitchen just before midnight on...
Saturday
before last.
Because we'd been to a pop-up, hadn't we?
We had
Graham
indeed.
Green Chef, and then we had a 10-course meal there.
Yep.
And then went into
we
Alamo.
We were feeling a bit peckish at the end of that, so we went into Alamo afterwards, yeah. And Jules introduced me to Mo and Ali, who run it, and... Mo took me into the kitchen and I helped him knock up a tagine just before midnight.
Very tasty.
Which was very nice. Anyway, they've tweeted in and said, "Hi, Vanilla Web. We're just launching our new summer menu, Taste of Morocco, and we're in Whitstable. It's a fabulous building. I love it. It's the first time I've been there. I haven't eaten there yet. I am going to go back and eat there. I'm not going to cook it myself, obviously. Although I might. But it's a fabulous, quirky kind of place, isn't it? Because it's in the arches under the railway.
Underneath the arches.
Underneath the arches is a bit of Morocco and a bit of a taste of Marrakesh.
Lovely and fresh. Mm. And you can have mint tea and all sorts.
Yeah, no, it's very nice.
Mariano's been. He knows all about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
there are networking opportunities and workshops that are coming up with Kent Invicta Chamber over the next few months. And we suggest that you check out Kent Business Radio to find out more about them. Lots of networking breakfasts. But the next one is Thursday the 19th of June, and it's at the Holiday in Rochester. And also, Kent BeFast friends are screaming at me. They're shrieking at me. They're saying it's not us doing this vacancy for a social media and event apprentice. It's Sevenoaks Town Council.
Yep, there you go. Sevenoaks
Town
Council.
I've been told off.
Yeah.
Again.
Cool. Trying to eat less sugar.
Yes.
You do have a choice now when you buy cereal bars or pancake mixes. Buy online and have the no added sugar cereal bars in your cupboard ready for your guilt-free snacks.
Mm.
Sharon, for it is her, Sharon Goodyear, Sharon makes delicious cereal bars which are a big chewy eat. They contain no added sugar, syrup or sweetener. They fill you up, provide one of your five a day and are high in fiber. Make two positive lifestyle choices today. Walk more and swap your sugary cereal bar for Bar 15. And you can find out more about it and you can order your bars from bar15.info. That's bar15.info for your sugar-free bars. And I did see a tweet earlier from Taywell Ice Cream talking about Nosh.
Ooh, and no added sugar.
Is there no added sugar ice cream?
I love it.
It is gorgeously tasty and it's very, very, very low in calories.
Well,
and has no added sugar at
all. They actually have, their chocolate one is actually diabetic chocolate, but nobody knows that except me. And, you know, it just tastes
and
divine.
And still nobody knows because nobody will be listening to this, obviously.
Yeah, it's, Taywell's is lovely. What's your favourite flavour? You still like licorice.
I love licorice ice cream, but that wasn't a no sugar, low calorie option. The strawberry and chocolate in that range are brilliant. Alistair, who is the owner of Taywell Ice Cream, spent a long, long time developing this and he's made a fabulous job of doing it. The ice cream is absolutely superb and it genuinely is incredibly low calorie with no added sugar. And he spent a long time making that. Alistair is one of those who are passionate about the amount of sugar that's added to our food and the damage that does.
I actually sold it into the Alamo.
Did
so the Alamo, if you fancy a Taywell ice cream, you can nip down to the Alamo and try some out.
You're always selling things into places, aren't you?
I know.
You're a bit of a salesperson on the quiet, really, aren't you?
Duncan Goodhue. How do I say it? Duncan Goodhue.
Duncan Goodhue, he's the former Olympic swimmer.
Yeah, he's the one with another bald head.
Yeah, yeah, all the best people are bald.
But you can swim faster, can't you, if you haven't got the hair dragging you down?
Absolutely.
He's going to speak at the Institute of IOD.
The Institute of IODs.
At their breakfast. And I'm starving, actually, because you wouldn't let me have lunch, would you? So I am starving.
I'm starving.
I need one of those Bar 15s.
Should we just run through what you've eaten and drunk so
Nothing.
Far today?
Nothing. I've only had three bottles of Squirries. Once again, the IOD Kent branch will hold their popular business breakfast at the Kent Show on Friday the 11th of July. And this year's guest speaker is Duncan Goodhue. And he is one of the world's instantly recognisable athletes, just by his pecs. As one of the world's most respected swimmers, Duncan won bronze medal for the 4x10 at 10 metres, Four by
100 metres relay. I think you'll find he won't.
It says 10 metres here.
I think that's a bit easy. I could probably do 10 metres, yeah.
I think that's what I do in my pool.
Yeah.
So they've knocked off a zero. Could have been 1,000, of course. Yeah. At the Moscow Olympics, his impressive athleticism and his combined TV appearances make Duncan a household name, and his absolute determination make him a national hero. So today he's a businessman, author and ambassador, and he's been an ambassador of Southern Water's Learn to Swim program since it was launched in 1992. And he says since then more than 650,000 4 to 12 year olds have learned this vital skill of swimming. So you can go on to find out www.iod.com connecting events Kent County Show.
I just noticed that you tweeted out a picture of me sweeping the studio.
When did you do that? I have my little methods.
And is there one of me cleaning the toilet as well? Because I did that before I swept up.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just shows I'm domesticated and well trained.
I know. I've got some of you on your knees from last year when you used to adjust down there, but you had a bit of a builder's.
I beg your pardon. I'm not even entering into that discussion with you.
We used to put the fan on, remember?
Oh, right. I see.
But you had a bit of builder's cleavage, so I haven't tweeted that out. I don't want to put people off their lunch.
No, I should think not.
The Brownies have got a business networking at the Best Western Abbots Barton Hotel. This is attended and supported by the Federation of Small Businesses, and it's on Thursday the 26th of June, so that's next Thursday week. 7 to 9, £10 a person. You need to go to events at castlewoodhotels.com with the fabulous Janice Watton and, of course, Will Britton, the chef.
Oh, right, yeah.
He makes a good gluten-free brownie for me when I go.
Cool. Optum's Cycling for Sight. Tim will be back in the saddle between the 11th and 15th of August, this time riding the 315 or so miles between Chester and Richborough Castle near Sandwich, the route of the old Watling Street Roman Road. This is to raise funds for Optometry Giving Sight, a worldwide charity dedicated to providing eye care and eyewear to the 670 million or so people in the world considered blind simply because they have no access to spectacles. Last year, with your generous help, the team raised over £2,500, with the whole OC4S project raising almost £20,000. Obviously, we would like to do even better this year, so please be as generous as you can. You can sign the sponsor form at the practice, or you can go to justgiving.com/Team Bowden 2014. That's Team Bowden, all one word, Team Bowden 2014, Team Bowden, on justgiving.com, where your donation can be gift aided to increase the value even more. And that's from Tim Bowden at Bowden and Lowe, who are opticians and contact lens specialists who are based on Watling Street already, that's handy, in Gillingham. And their website is Bowden and Lowe, Bowden, A-N-D-L-O-W-E, bowdenandlowe.com. So good luck to those guys riding the whole of Watling Street in aid of raising money for glasses.
Good luck, guys. And quickly hear from the fabulous Mike Pitt. Follow him at the Mike Pitt, P-I-T-T. And he says, hi, Business Bunker. His second book, The Millionaire's Map, is out both on Kindle and Audible. And the link is www.amazon.co.uk/the-millionaires-map-spiritual-fulfillment-ebook for listeners to get an idea of how my book can help them create the life they want. Please ask them to have a look on Twitter under the hashtag Daily Bread. And that's at the Mike Pitt. Great guy. He was on our Business Bunker, wasn't he, not long ago, and has kept in touch.
Yep, cool. Very quickly, because we're at the end of the show, there's some tweet-ups coming up. In Canterbury on Wednesday the 2nd of July, Faversham on Monday the 14th of July, Whitstable on Thursday the 17th of July, and Lindley's in Roper Road, Canterbury on Thursday the 31st of July. You can find out all the details about that by going to www.kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk. And we've reached the end of the show for this week.
We have.
It's an absolute pleasure, and a big thank you to this week's show guest, Mr. Richard Gould of Terra Blue, the care providers. To Mariana Ruiz of Flow & Co, to Amanda Gerard of Seeds for Africa, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you on. Thank you to all all the people that tweeted, emailed in and joined in with the show. If you missed it, you can listen again later. But for the moment, it's a goodbye from us. And coming up on Channel Radio later today, at 3 o'clock, we have Kevin Cam with Extra Milk. At 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite with his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery. At 7 o'clock, Jonathan and Phil of Boys Down the Pub, and I'm sure they'll be talking about a bit of football later. And my team in the draw was Holland, and Jules' team in the draw is Spain, and we gave them one hell of a smacking. Sorry, sorry, Mariano. So I'm on with that. And then after the Boys Down the Pub, we have Mr. Jamie Andrews with the fabulous 18 tracks of new unsigned music on the New Potatoes show. So do stay tuned to channelradio.co.uk. But for the time being, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin.
Bye-bye.
We will be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.